That is the band Downtown on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The song is called Missing You. That's track two off the brand new EP, which is not available to the general public until next Tuesday, from what I understand. And the band is here right now. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. What's up?
Hi.
It's going very well. You guys are, we consider you locals now because you've basically been here. This is your second time here on the radio, right?
We live here pretty much.
But now you're here in the light of day.
Yeah, it looks nice during the day.
Doesn't
it,
though?
It's pretty out here.
Yeah. So this Downtown project, very excited to talk about it. You guys are actually playing a show at the Constellation Room tomorrow in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played that venue before?
Yeah, we have. Actually, about a month or two ago, we played with L1011 there. So
awesome.
It'll be fun to go back. It's
That's
a great venue.
Really good, like, listening room. And,
oh, it's so good.
Right?
It sounds great.
Yeah, it's a great place to play.
Mm-hmm.
So the new EP is coming out next Tuesday. We have our hands on it first, and happy to be on board early.
Thank you, champion
of this project. Downtown, the roots of it, the inception of the band, how did it happen?
Well, I've known Robert for many years. I used to date his brother, and his brother and I broke up, and I said, can we write songs about how your brother's a jerk? And he said,
and
sure.
Like,
and now, we're downtown.
My brother is a jerk. Let's write songs about it, right? And so I guess it was, what, 2010 you guys started?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then flash forward to now, there's a couple EPs floating around if people are fortunate enough to have them, and this brand new EP. But along the way, obviously it grew from a duo to a four-piece.
Yeah.
Where did you find these fine gentlemen?
Craigslist.
Is that right?
Kind of. We never wanted to be a duo. We always wanted to be a band. Mm-hmm. So we started looking for more people. And Chris came along through Craigslist, actually. Our manager told us we should post on Craigslist looking for a keyboard player. And we're like, who posts on Craigslist looking for that?
Oh, bands not gonna do it find all the time. Someone I cool. see it all the time.
But we didn't think we'd find someone cool. We thought we'd find, like, a scary, like, metalhead, like, long hair or something. Like, I don't know, something weird. And I guess Chris does have
you
long
look
hair.
Like, Robert Trujillo from Metallica, the bass player, with a little bit shorter hair, I think.
Yeah.
Right, but a nicer bass.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Chris is the first guy that came into audition for us, and he just killed it. He knew the songs so well and played the sounds. Like, we didn't send him the sounds, and he somehow created them and played the songs exactly as they were recorded.
That's great.
So it was obvious.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again,
and then Dan we met through another friend, and he was also the first drummer to audition and killed it. And now we're a big happy
And now
family.
You're what are you doing, the van thing, touring up the coastline right after
yeah,
this?
Yeah, we're going to go up to San Francisco on Friday, so take a bit of a road trip.
So this Downtown project is, in fact, so super new. You guys have never toured together really like this,
Not in this crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will be first for us. Well, we toured with L1011 a little bit. We did a small West Coast run with them.
Cool.
So that was like our
first.
You've
also played shows with, like, Capital Cities and stuff, like,
and
selling out venues and gold fields. That's cool, right?
It was really fun.
Do you have a memorable venue or a favorite venue when you played with those type of bands?
We played in Denver at, was it called the Gothic Theater? Is that what it was called? I don't remember what it was called. But it was a sold out show. It's probably the biggest show we ever played. There was over 1,000 people, and they were just going crazy for everyone that was playing that night. It was us in Capital Cities and Goldfields.
That's cool.
So it was really fun.
Yeah, that's insane. Again, you guys are pretty super new, and we're all about it. The band is Downtown. Downtownmusic.com is the website.
That's it.
And
no O's. Forget those O's.
That's right. There's no vowels in this, actually. It's Downtown.
D-W-N-T-W-N.
Downtown Music. I want to talk about other things like collaborations with other bands on your SoundCloud. There's a couple... Where there's a cover that caught my eye, which is very cool. But let's hear another track off this upcoming EP. Is that
Sounds
all right?
Good. Yeah.
What do you think we should play? Because you guys are going to perform Till Tomorrow and Skins, and we already played Missing You.
Let's do Blankets. That's Dan's favorite.
All right, that's cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the fifth track. I have to count it out because we're dusting the old CD player here in the studio, dusting it off.
What's that? CD player?
I know. This new music from Downtown, it is called Blankets. Then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this on KX93.5.
Thank you.
There you go. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That band is downtown. They're here in our Pearl Street studios right now. We were just talking off the air, and I didn't even realize that this song was about to end. You know?
Whoops.
Your record label, apparently you kind of aligned yourself with kind of a cool indie label from back east.
Oh, yeah, Julian Records.
That's cool.
They're
did
tight.
You actively seek out a record label, or how did that happen?
Well, it kind of just came about through people that we knew, and they were a label that wanted to help get more people to hear our music and present it in the right way, in the way that we wanted to. So it just made sense for us to do something where we wouldn't lose any creative control and we could just get some support and help, because
and that's
you need
key.
Help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to work on your craft, and that's about it. That would be the ideal situation,
yeah.
You know? Where was the new EP recorded? Did you link up with a rad producer?
Oh, yeah, it was really this amazing producer in the Red Room Studios.
He's pretty
actually.
Handsome, too.
Yeah, he's really good looking. He has this great red hair. We actually recorded everything at home.
Pretty tall, pale, and handsome.
Yeah. Robert produced everything. So it's all self-made. We did it all ourselves.
Awesome.
We have the one song, Till Tomorrow, which was the first single, was mixed by Joe Zook, who does like Katy Perry and One Republic mixes and stuff like that.
There
so
you go.
That was kind of a first for us to have it professionally mixed.
That's very cool. And where is home for you guys? You guys all in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What this parts? Guy's from Chi-Town, though.
Chi-Town represent.
Aria, did you relocate to Los Angeles for music, to play the drums?
Yeah.
Really?
I go to school at USC, so I kind of relocated out here and did music there for a while, and then kind of hooked up with these guys, and one thing led to another, and here I am right now.
Yeah.
Everybody I ever meet who does music at USC, I ask them one question, and that is, have you ever met Flea?
I have not. I've not met Flea.
Because I heard he went to school there, and he's like a big contributor to Conservatory of Music at USC.
Oh, at USC. I know he has his whole thing in like Silver Lake, right?
Is that
like
right?
A music school.
Oh, no kidding.
I think so. He started it.
Like a school of rock?
Kind of,
where you walk
like
in and
kids.
Flea's in like a Laker jumpsuit and he's playing a trumpet in one hand and a bass guitar in the other.
I want to go there now.
I want to go there.
From that description.
That's the world that I want to live in. Downtownmusic.com is the website. You can tweet at them. They will tweet right back at you.
We sure will.
Right? And, if you guys, I mean, you guys brought more or less a stripped down version of what you normally would do, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So on stage at the Constellation Room tomorrow, what are you working with on stage?
Oh, it's going to get turned up.
The sound off the EP.
It's going to get wild in there. It's going to get sweaty and loud, and it's going to be great.
No matter whose mom shows up, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. I love your attitude, you guys. So maybe we could reposition the mics a little bit and rip into a couple songs live
Sounds
in the studio.
Good, yeah.
Is that cool?
Let's do it.
What did you guys decide to play first?
We're going to do Till Tomorrow. I think we'll do that one first.
Cool. And I guess you kind of picked that to be the single, for lack of a better way of saying it, you know? I guess you have to pick one if you're going to try to push your content out there.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
I like them all, though, so.
Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give me with this song, Till Tomorrow, or should we just play it?
Yeah, we could. Actually, we could, while they move the mics around.
Absolutely.
I was house-sitting for my old boss up in the Hollywood Hills. So I made Robert come stay with me because it was a big house and scary.
That place was scary.
It was. Like, we watched a movie and we literally got scared.
There was a sound upstairs, and I was like, I'm just going to leave the house because I don't want to see what's up there.
Up
it was
in the
nothing.
Hills
yeah, up in the hills.
I was
so
just
it's all like
run.
Dark and quiet, and it's all glass, so the windows are, you can't see anything. I don't know. It was spooky.
Yeah.
But we ended up writing Till Tomorrow while we were up there. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your songwriting stories with us. Because songwriting, as we all know, could be very personal. And this is Downtown Live in our Pearl Street studios. Whenever you guys are ready.
All right.
I won't stop, but I'd rather take the long way home. I got myself to blame. Why every day's the same. I left my dreams alone back in yesterday, but it's too late to change my ways. I fell off, took some time off, and now I'm left behind. Where am I? Closing my eyes, 'cause my heart slowly beating till tomorrow.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
I'm the only one clapping because I'm, you know, the only one here. That is Downtown live in our Pearl Street studio.
Thanks, everybody. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, listen, you guys freaking rule. That was Till Tomorrow, the exclusive KX93.5 stripped down version.
That's true. We've never done it before.
That's all right. Awesome. Thanks for making do with our small accommodations here.
Please. This is great. We're happy to be here.
So the shows, not only are you playing the Constellation Room tomorrow, which is a great venue to see a show in South Orange County.
Yep.
But you're also playing Los Angeles, San Francisco.
Yeah, we've got two free shows coming up in LA. So Monday at Bardot for It's a School Night.
Two free shows.
Yeah.
How does a band get paid playing a free show? Or does a band not get paid on a night like that?
A band doesn't get paid on a night like that, right, to be honest.
We get paid in booze, really.
Do you?
And that's all we need.
Or sell. We can sell merch, too.
There have some. There have been like pretty established artists who have walked in here for interviews and stuff. Uh-huh. And a lot of the times the advice that they give is, not that you have to say yes to every gig that's proposed to you, but yeah, you got to play those gigs, the free ones, the ones at dive bars where nobody's paying attention, you know, coffee shops and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So you guys are doing it right, and it feels like, you know, you got the recording down for the most part, you know, self-produced and all of that. And you got some good people, you know, on the business side working for you. You know, as an independent band, you got to be out there.
Yeah.
Pounding the pavement, doing digital marketing.
Oh, yeah, all,
you know,
that stuff.
Yeah, and all of that. Do you have Instagram and Reverbnation and SoundCloud and all
We've
of that?
We've got all that stuff. We have Instagram and Twitter, which are both Downtown Music, so at Downtown Music. We made a Snapchat, which we still aren't really sure how to use,
so we just send weird things
out to everyone who wants to see them, like band practice, little Snapchats and things like that.
That's
also Downtown Music. And then Facebook, obviously, where you can download stuff for free on our Facebook.
I was checking out your SoundCloud, there's a collaboration which recently went down with what project?
We just released one with Future Cop.
Future Cop.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, who is Future Cop?
It's this duo from Manchester, right? Are they from Manchester? I know they're from England.
Yeah.
And they specialize in 80s music. Even though it's made now.
Like 80s throwback
80s
music.
Throwback stuff.
Love that.
And they're really cool. So they asked us, hey, you want to maybe work on this?
And
we were excited
about
it.
You were fans.
Yeah, we already knew about them. We were like, oh, that'd be great. So this is what ended up happening. It's called Lost
and
Love.
And that's not on the new Downtown EP coming out next week.
I think it'll be on their EP, but I'm not sure when it comes out.
Either is the cover of the 1975.
Yeah, Chocolate.
Yeah, that's on your SoundCloud as well, and also downtownmusic.com.
Yeah.
What other things do you cover, or is that pretty much it?
Well, long ago, we did a cover of Big Jet Plane that Dan still wants us to play. He's like, play it. I love it. It's so good. Let's play it. But that was a while back. We want to do a Fleetwood Mac cover.
Cool.
Maybe like I know Chris wants to do Y Control.
Very cool.
So I think we all have covers we want to do, so we have to find the time to all make the covers that we want to do.
That's fun. People love that at live shows, you know, to hear a song that they're familiar with, you know.
Definitely. Well, we'll be playing Chocolate at our next shows.
That's cool. Yeah. The new record, 5 songs on it. It's an EP coming out next Tuesday. It is self-titled Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess you did release a couple EPs in the past, a few singles and stuff like that. Any of those songs make it to the new EP, or this is all new stuff?
It's all new stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. The older stuff is a lot more electronic, and this newer stuff is more guitar-based and has a lot more live instrumentation and things like that, because we wanted to be a band and be able to play everything live and that kind of stuff, so it was important to us making the new songs that they would reflect that.
Beautiful. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
You too. And thanks for having us out here.
Yeah. Our studios are always open for you if you have new music or
we'll be back. Downtown comes so much. Can they like go away? We'll be here every weekend.
I could even book you at a venue down the street.
That would be awesome.
Where they actually pay the artists.
Ooh.
So that's a good thing,
well,
right?
Well, we do get paid. It just happens. We like free shows because we like going to free shows, and
absolutely,
we want to play free shows because we want
too.
People to feel like they have a you know, easy opportunity to see us.
On the flip side of thing, me trying to put events for the radio station together, I'm sick of asking artists to do stuff for free, you know? So it's nice to be able
to
do that.
You want to? I mean, it's like we want to play too, so it's fun. Like, we enjoy it.
I love your attitude right now. So ideally for each one of you, if music could be your full-time job, that's where it's at, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Downtown is the band. What song did you want to play next, you guys?
We'll play Skins.
Skins. This is track 3 off the new EP coming out on Tuesday. You know, you get new music first here on listener-supported KX93.5. No other radio station are they going to stop things down on any given afternoon to do an interview with an artist. But we're all about it. Community radio.
We
feel like that's where it's at. This is Downtown Live in our studios whenever you're ready, you guys.
All right.
Okay, I guess that's my cue, right? That was brilliantly done. That is Downtown Live in our studios. You guys actually sing brilliantly together.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's part of the charm of the music, I guess. The new EP is coming out on Tuesday the 29th. That is next Tuesday.
That's right.
With a lot of releases in the alternative world and beyond. And again, congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
From what I've heard so far, it's awesome. And thanks for performing for us.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate the support.
Yeah, no problem. We're here for you. Again, downtown playing the Observatory tomorrow. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with this project just thus far?
Let's see. Anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody else want to say anything?
Anybody?
My name is Linda Odetto.
And I love KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.